Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, it's Stephanie. I love this time of year because I love spooky things, but I also really love it because candy corn is about to go on sale. I don't have much of a sweet tooth, so it's really rare that I eat candy at all, but I will eat candy corn. I know it's weird, it's a controversial opinion, or so I'm told. When I first started dating my fiance, though, I did make a huge mistake. I told him I loved candy corn, and a few days later, he sent me a 5-pound bag of it on Amazon. 5 pounds. It took me 4 years to finish.
Stephanie, I guess my first reaction is if your fiancé ever ate any of it, or if he made you eat it all. In the United States right now, we are so divided. We have been preparing for a big day coming up in the next few days that always creates tension. No, not Election Day. We're talking Halloween. But it's not actually Halloween that causes problems. It's today. October 30th is National Candy Corn Day. Candy corn is the most divisive candy on the planet. Hell, even I don't know what I think of candy corn. When it starts to show up on shelves, I simultaneously want to buy a big plastic container of it with the knowledge that after my second handful of that colored sugar, I will want to throw it away. I'm less than a week away, and somehow I've been able to ward off a purchase this year. For my first recommendation, I found an episode called The Scorn of Candy Corn from the Savor Podcast. We learned that candy corn has been around for well over 100 years. Who knew? We also learned how it's made and a whole bunch of other stuff. If you're a fan of candy corn, post a pic on social media using the National Candy Corn Day hashtag. If you aren't a fan, track down an old UNICEF box and post a photo of that. Today's guest is Stephanie Kuo. Stephanie is a host of the Racist Sandwich podcast, which gives you a perspective on food, race, class, and gender. In this episode of the Racist Sandwich, we hear from Noah Cho, who talks about kimchi. In fact, he writes a column entitled Bad Kimchi, so I think he knows what he's talking about. Noah talks about the crime of getting kimchi wrong, but it opens up questions of his own authenticity. And I could completely relate as they spoke about the term mother's hands. For our third recommendation, Stephanie recommends On Something's Neil and Paolo, A Love Story. Now, just a warning. Even though it has the words love story in the episode title, don't be fooled. Sure, it's a love story, but not one in the traditional sense. For today's extra hot sauce, I'll just say that since we're talking about divisive food, I'm going to admit that in my first job, I sat near a person who would bring in Korean food for lunch sometimes. Let's just say a lot of people did not like Merrill when he brought in kimchi. Come back on November 8th if you have become your child's teacher during this pandemic. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.